Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people there, no?
Well, glory to God. Yes, the Lord, our God, in the midst of thee is mighty. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Get'em Radio, the Get'em Radio Boot Camp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is our fifth part of our boot camp, basic training and spiritual warfare. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name today. You are awesome. You are altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the fairest of 10,000. Hallelujah. You are the bright and morning star. You are the sweet rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. You are Jesus, the Christ, the true and living God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We love you today, Lord. And we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this great impartation, hallelujah, and activation that you are doing today, hallelujah, preparing us for warfare, stirring us up, hallelujah, for spiritual warfare. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord God. You've done great and awesome things all this month, hallelujah, before and beyond in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can, and we'll all be satisfied. And we thank you, Lord God, for our speaker tonight, Pastor Helen Price. Lord, we ask you to touch her right now. Hallelujah. In the inner man, strengthen her in the inner man with might by your Holy Spirit. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, she has poured out so much. Hallelujah. So much virtue has come out. People have been just really pulling on the anointing within her, Lord God. And so we thank you right now that you just restore her, renew her, revive her. Hallelujah. Rejuvenate her. Give her a Holy Ghost shower from the inside out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that every bit of virtue that has flowed out of her, hallelujah, comes back in her and overflows in her without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. The rivers of living water are flowing, and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's so much that God is going to talk to us about today. So without further ado, hallelujah. It's probably more I need to say, but she'll say it. Without further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. It's so good to be with you on this fifth night of this basic training in spiritual warfare. We just thank God for tonight and for today and for God, just God being in the midst as he is. And we thank God,
yes,
you know, for him and for what he's doing in our midst tonight. And we just praise God. Excuse me. And we just praise God for who he is. And I thank God for you, apostles. I want to say hi to Pastor Mom and to Pastor Catherine, if she's there with Pastor Mom, and to every one of the saints in their respective places tonight. I, too, join with you in prayer. And, Father, we just come because we want to acknowledge you. Father, I want to acknowledge you. We said that trusting you with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge you and you will direct our paths. Father God, my eyes are upon you. My eyes are upon you. I'm looking to you tonight to do, Lord God, what only you can be able to do. We worship you and praise you, thanking you for your good and goodness, your tender mercy, your amazing grace, for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, even now for your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you again for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, and our very best friend. Thank you for being the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith. And then we thank you for being the great head of the church. We worship you. You're our commander in chief. And we thank you for who you are in our lives. I almost want to say, Lord Jesus, here we are reporting for duty as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. We worship you. And we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you told us it was for our benefit that you went away. For you said if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said when he is come, that he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would magnify and glorify and honor you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we say, precious Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Do as only you can do. Even now, confirm, Father God, in Jesus' name, your word with signs and wonders following. Lord, that God, that you may be able to meet the needs of the people tonight, Lord God. We thank you for confirming your word. We thank you for the ones that are listening now and those who will listen in the future, somebody that may be going through in their body, in their mind, their will, their emotions, even this night. Lord God, we ask this night, Lord God, that you would meet every man, every woman, every boy and girl at the point of their need, whatever their need might be. That you would comfort the hearts of those who've lost loved ones, Lord God. And that you would give them the comfort that only you can be able to give. That you would touch and heal that one tonight in their body. The one that's been going through in their body. I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in their bodies and rebuke it at the roots in Jesus' name and charge it to leave them in Jesus' name and not return. For I plead your name, your blood, your word over every person that is listening now and those who will even listen in the future. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Father God, I just say, Lord God, have your way, Lord God. And to that one that may have a care on their heart and on their mind, Lord God, they may be concerned about a financial matter or in whatever it is that's going on. Father God, we thank you that you've instructed us to cast every one of our cares upon you because you care for us. So I ask this even this day that you would meet every person at the point of their need, whatever that need might be. I plead your name, your blood, your word over each one, Lord God. And we come and thank you tonight. It's to have your way. Lord, again, my eyes are upon you. I'm looking to you to word my mouth, to speak through me to me tonight and to us tonight, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you would speak through me tonight with clarity, accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding. I pray that your word will go forth this night unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Lord, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do, and I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle, I want to say again to you, I'm so grateful to God for you, and again for this honor of being able to be on the program and being asked to be on the program for these last 5 weeks. I thank God for you, and I thank God for the honor of being here even during this time. And I thank God himself for who he is in my life and for even leading us with this message of this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I'm not going to go through an extensive review as I've done in the last few weeks, but I will at the end make a summation at the end of what we've been going through. But at the very beginning, when we began and we started in this, just this is the only part of the review that I'll give and then go right into the word. Remember, in the first week that we were there, we did an introduction, and the introduction was that we were introduced to the fact that we are soldiers of the living God, that God wants us to be aware of and to build our faith in the Bible fact that once we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, once we're saved and born again, that immediately we're enlisted as soldiers in his army. And he wanted us to know that that's a part of our identity in him. Oh, yes, our identity is so much broader than that. We're believers, we're Christians, we're saints of God. We're redeemed, we're the righteous, we're royal priesthood. There's so much of that identity, and we went over during that time the identity package. But part of that identity package that many of us are not aware of is that the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and God, God enlists you into his army. And then in Ecclesiastes, it talks about that there's no discharge in this army. Once we're enlisted in God's army, there's no discharge. There's no coming out of this army. Once we get in there, we're in there until the day that we go to be with the Lord. And sometimes there's some of us, and I've been guilty of this, that have been in la-la land. You know, we've been in, you know, when the peaceful times come and we have the peaceful times that do come, we don't even realize that even though we're God wants us to walk in peace because he tells us to pray for all of those who are in authority that we may lead a peaceable and quiet life. But he also wants us to be aware of and to build our faith in the Bible fact that we are enlisted as soldiers in his army. Look with me at our main scripture for this time, 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Oh, that's a big statement right there. That he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Do you see this? God chooses you and me when we come into him to be a soldier. He wants us to be good soldiers, that we may please him. 1 Corinthians 9 says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. again. At the moment that we're saved and born again, we become enlisted and a part of God's army. Ecclesiastes 8:8 says there's no discharge in this army. In the last few weeks, we went over the fact that in basic training in the regular armed forces of the United States, the soldiers must be trained. They must become familiar with the following: army officer and enlisted ranks. They have to memorize the Army General Orders, the Soldier's Creed, General Orders, Code of Conduct, and Soldier's Code. They must be trained in who they are now that they're soldiers and their weapons, and they must learn the dress code and be dressed properly. We had last night on our program that we have with the church, with our church, our date night last night, we had our special guest, which is my niece, who is Stacy Yarbrough. And I'm telling you, I love her. I love the spirit that she has upon her. She was in the service in the Army, and she not only became one of the drill sergeants to a whole team of men, but she became a recruiter over the years she was there, a recruiter and a retention person who would retain ones into the service. She also went to school for military police. She also became an MP. So she really was involved in training new recruits to come in. And she said one of the things that they must learn is the three R's: to be in the right place, at the right time, in the right uniform. She had told me they must be trained. You know, they got to be trained. She said if she gets a soldier and she can only train him, a recruit, and she can only train him for a month before he goes into basic training, sometimes their retention rate is not high. But if she can get a recruit and have him trained for those 3 months, because they've got to be trained with that rifle, that M16A2 rifle, she says they got to be trained how to take it apart, how to clean it, how to put it back together again. And they've got to know that. They get in there. I was looking at some of the videos, and some of them I cried on because here these 17, 18-year-olds, that's babies, boys and girls. And they go in there, and I'm telling you that if you ever get a chance, look on YouTube and see some of the basic trainings for the Marines and the Air Force and the Army and all of the, you know, what they're doing. And when you get in the Air Force, all of the different training, basic training videos that they show what they do. And they said if a soldier comes in there, if a person comes in for basic training, they come into basic training, and they have not learned how to take that weapon apart and how to put it back together again before they get into basic training, then they'll be behind. And some of them, she said, don't make it, and they have to be recycled. They use that term in the Army. They have to be recycled. Oh, saints of God, that word stood out to me so, and to some of the other saints too. It stood out to them that if they did not, if they could not make it in basic training, they'd have to go back and do it again. And I thought about how many times God has had to take me back through basic training. How many times he had to take me back to be able to train me. That's why he was saying during this time that we're having this basic training in spirit, and we've gone over the 10 weapons of our warfare. We're going over tonight, this night, about the armor, having the full armor of God. And we thank God for that. But then sometimes I would go maybe once a year over about the full armor of God instead of doing it on a daily basis, to keep it before my mind and before my memory on a daily basis. Oh, saints of God, we've got to be trained in this thing so that we won't suffer loss, so that we won't be in la-la land, so that even when things are going good, we're learning the full armor at the very end. It says to watch and pray. There's one scripture that says watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. We've got to be watchful. No, it's not that we're paranoid, but we just understand we have an enemy, and we've saw that through the weeks, who's been organized into ranks. Principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places. There are four ranks, but we know the greater one is in us, 1 John 4:4, than he that is in the world, and we are more than conquerors. I always have to put that in, because when we begin to talk about the enemy in 1 Peter 5, that talks about he goes to and fro, roaming to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, we have to understand that we have one who is greater in us. So that's why this has come up during this time. We have to understand as Christian soldiers, we too need to be trained. The bottom line to this boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare, is that God wants us to know and understand that with him and in him, we can stand and be victorious in this life. He wants us to understand that there are going to be trials, tests, difficulties, temptations that are going to come our way. He said, they're going to come. But he wants us to endure that hardness, that trial, that test, that difficulty, remembering that the race is not given to the swift. It's not given to the strong, but to him that will endure, the word of God says, to the end, the same shall be saved. The scripture also says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Not just some, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So when this basic boot camp is that God says, you're my children, I want you to understand who I am. We went over a whole extensive time about God, who is our commander-in-chief in this. We're going to get ready to get right into the armor, but I want to go back again. We went over extensively that even in the regular army, in the regular army armed forces throughout the United States, they have to know when they come in who is their commander-in-chief. And we know in the United States of America, the president is the commander-in-chief of all of the armed forces. So that's who they look to. Well, who is our commander-in-chief? Well, we learned that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation, the word of God says. And you can always go back to the archive to when we talked about there's four other sermons that we did that we went extensively over Jesus being the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith, it says, and the great head of the church. And he is the one that says all authority, all power in Matthew 28 and in Ephesians 1. He said all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I'm greater, he says, than anything or anyone that you will ever face. That's what he says to us. We've got a commander-in-chief that's all that. Yes, he is. He is all. Yes, he is. And why is that important that we know that we have such a great commander-in-chief? And ours, as soldiers of the living God, we got to know. He said, I'm backing you. I'm backing you. I'm with you. I'm the greater one in you. There is the song that says, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. It keeps saying in that song. And he said, I'm surrounded by God. I'm surrounded. We're surrounded by the God that we serve. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's the one that is with us. He said, call upon me. And this is what I love about him being the commander-in-chief, of God being our commander-in-chief, is that his is a loved base army. See, I can't go. God wants us to so intimately and personally know him. He said, come unto me, Jesus said. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. From meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. He said, I want you to know I love you. I draw you with my loving kindness. Hallelujah, with my fidelity, my faithfulness, my goodness unto you. God is a good God. He said, I draw you with my goodness. He said, I'm with you, and you can know that I love you. He said, how can you know I really, really love you? He said, greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend. And God said in Romans 8, verse 32, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? And one of the reasons he said that he wants us to know him as commander-in-chief is, again, he said, I don't want you worried about a thing. I don't want you trying to handle things on your own. You trying to fix it. I don't want you trying to fix it. He said, I said to you, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. I'll work it out. I'll fix it if you let me. That's why he says in Pastor Mom's favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, verse 4 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That word trust is lean on him, rely on him. We are in an army with a commander-in-chief that says, I want to know you. I want you close to me. I want you to lean on me, rely on me. I want you to trust me, my children. He said, in all your ways. He didn't say in some of them. He said, in everything that you go through, in all your ways. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, saints of God, it's hard. Those soldiers are the living God. It's kind of hard to not want to take up and do things on your own. to try to manipulate in something, to try to fix it and work it. And don't you have a little, some kind of little sense, or you think you got some sense, whether it be whatever it is that you think you might have, or we may think we might have, that we can try to put our fingers in it. Over and over again, I keep hearing how and I'm telling you, this is a word that just keeps coming over and over and over as confirmations about Sarah and Abraham, how God said to Abraham he was going to give him a son. Sarah laughed, and then she began to go instrumental and put her fingers in it. That messed up even us now. We still dealing with those Ishmaels over in Iraq and Iran, that those ones that are descendants of Ishmael. Counterfeit. She got a counterfeit. She went in to God Hagar to go in there and have a baby with Abraham. But that's what that wasn't what God said. He wanted to give him an Isaac. He wanted to give him that center of his will, that child of promise. Well, our commander-in-chief says, listen, I know everything that you're facing. I know what you're facing in your mind. I know what you're facing in your body, on your job, in your school. I know everything you're going through. And I want you to cast those cares upon me. I'm your commander-in-chief. He said again, and he brought back to me again, he said, it's not just about when, you know, we think about President Joe Biden is the president now and Donald Trump was the president at the last cycle. But one of the things that's so important to understand and to know, there are some people who can get close to the president. There are some people who can really, really, you know, come up and be close. But the major majority of the citizens in America, we don't have access to sashay in and out in the president's office. We don't have that to be in there and say, hey, let me pick up my phone. How you doing, Fred? No, we don't have that. But we can come boldly. God said, come boldly to my throne of grace. Our commander-in-chief says, come to me. Come boldly to my throne of grace. He said, come that you may obtain mercy, that you may obtain my love, my kindness, my fidelity and my faithfulness, and then you can get the grace that you need to help in time of trouble. That word grace is, he said, every earthly blessing is yours. I have that available for you. I have favor available for you, and then I have the special ability, the special endowment for what you need to do. You don't know how to do what you need to do? God says, I'll even teach and train you. I'll teach you, I'll train you how to do what I call you to do. I'm a living witness of that. I'm a living witness. God helped me to begin to make movies and videos of the Bible, 500 videos he wanted me to make, and to put them up so it'd make it easy for people to read through the Bible in a month. If you ever get a chance, look at the page, my page on YouTube, Pastor Helen McCoy Price, on YouTube, Pastor Helen McCoy Price. And it's an easy way. We also have a reading through the Bible in a year page on Facebook, where you can read easily through the Bible in a year and do it by three, you know, it's set up. Well, I didn't know how to do that. First time I tried to do it, it took me, I think it was hours and hours and hours to be able to just make one video. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry, but I don't think I can do this. Well, what's new? He said, he himself will train us. That's why he gives us his precious Holy Spirit. This is for somebody. It may seem like I'm taking a rabbit trail here, but this is for somebody needs to know that the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of grace and supplication, of supplication and of grace. That means the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of favor, of every earthly blessing, and of the special ability that you need to do and we need to do. In the Old Testament, in Exodus, and I think it might be around Exodus 35 and 34, well, in Exodus, God began to give Moses the plan on how to build the tabernacle. He gave him exactly how to build it, what to put in it, what to do, how to do, and when to do it. Tell him what, you know, to do it. He gave him the plan for it. But Moses couldn't do the building. He had other men that were raised up. They came in to implement what he was called to do. And it says that the Spirit of the Lord was upon them. And not only was it upon them, but they even had the Spirit and the ability to teach others to do what they did. That's the God we serve. And so I saw what was taking me hours and hours to do begin to take me moments to do. Yesterday, there was something God asked me to do before we got on the Zoom program for our date night with Jesus. I said, Lord, he's telling, do it. just do it. I'll show you. And he went on, and step by step by step, he showed me exactly what to do and how to do it. I sit back and watch him. I sit back and I said, look at God. Look at God. That's my new statement. Look at the commander-in-chief. Look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah. I wish that when I write it, it could come out like God has me saying it. Look at God. Nobody but God can do what he does. That's the kind of God we serve. So I want to encourage your heart that as we're talking about this basic training in spiritual warfare, and we're establishing it, we've established over this month that we're not only soldiers. Remember, he called us to be good soldiers, to endure hardness as good soldiers, so we may please him, hallelujah, and that he said no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. He backs us, and that he's our commander-in-chief. He's our commander-in-chief that loves us. He proved his love for us. He proved it. You know, sometimes when teenagers, when they were young, a young man might say, the girl might say, I love you, and the boy might say, prove it to me. Well, we know what they want. But God said, I'll prove my love for you. I proved my love for you, and that I suffered, I bled and died, hung on that cross in order to establish a better covenant based on better promises ratified in his blood so that we could have everlasting life, life more abundantly, and all the benefits. God, thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing. And I pray that even though it may look like it was a rabbit trail there, somebody needed to know God says, what's new? You don't know how to do it, what's new? What's new about that? He said, I know exactly how to do, what to do, when to do it. He said, come on, let's have a little talk together. Talk to me about it. And I guarantee you God will open the eyes of your understanding. I got one more little thing I want to say with that. My dad was going on to be with the Lord, but he went to college many years ago. He went back and went to school and went to college. And he was going for roofing and building and construction, but he was taking it at the college. And so he had a lot of math problems. And even though I love math, I've been to all kind of, you know, calculus, up to calculus, and had physics, chemistry, those kind of things. But when I came to visit, and he brought all these pages of math problems to me. And they really had a lot to do with construction. And doing buildings and construction. When he brought it in there, he said, Helen, you do this for me tonight. That's all he said. His daddy was a man of few words about what he would say to me. He may have talked a lot to mama, but daddy didn't talk a lot. But he just said, do this for me. I sat in that room at my mama's house and daddy's house, and I said, now, Lord, what is he doing? He's going to bring these problems in here to me and tell me to do it, and I don't know the first thing about how to do it. And then the Lord began to prompt me, ask me, ask the Lord, show me how to do it. And I sat there, and the Holy Ghost opened the eyes of my understanding. And when he did, he showed me exactly how to do those problems and got everything, and it became a joy for me to do them. And after, went on and did it. That's the God we serve. I don't even know, and I know Apostle is listening. Apostle, somebody tonight. There's somebody on this line, and if not on this line, maybe you're listening later on. It might be way in 2055 if Jesus tarries to come. It might be in the year 3000 if Jesus tarries to come. But know this day, Doctor, I will give you the special ability to do what you're called to do. I'm your commander-in-chief, and I will show you how to do, what to do, when to do it in Jesus' name. And I'll even make the provision and give you the provision. So, Father God, we thank you, and I praise you for that. So now let's go on. So as we're coming up to this final week, this final week of this basic training in spiritual warfare, and as you know, we've said that every person who's attended during this time, we're going to give you a certificate. You can either send it to me through the email or text me and tell me what your email address is, and I'll get back to you. They'll do that at the end of the program. So, but this week, we're talking about putting on the whole armor of God as soldiers of the living God. Let's go on to Ephesians 6 and verse 10, starting at verse 10, and how appropriate, because this is our last week with this particular portion of the basic training in spiritual warfare. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We can stop right there, saints of God. because God is telling us, Commander-in-Chief, he said, I've never called you to be strong on your own. I said, finally, my brother, be strong in who? In the Lord. And in the power of what? His might. That speaks volumes. Our strength and our power comes from being in the Lord. He's never called us as soldiers of the living God to do it on our own. We got a God that says, as our commander-in-chief, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you till the very end of the age. And he says to you today, I'm not calling you to be strong on your own. If you're trying to be strong on your own and through the power of your own might, you won't make it. We won't make it. But we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I thought about each week that I've been ministering, I've been attacked in my body. And right before the service started tonight, again, tried to be attacked in my respiratory system. Again tonight, but I rebuked it. I was so glad Apostle came in praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, of course, we know the enemy's only doing what he knows to do, but we got to do what we know to do. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my respiratory system. And I'm strong in God, in the Lord, and in the power of his might, and so are you. He says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? 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 That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He says, put it on. And what he told me, he said, we've got to be now in James 1:22, we've got to be doers of this word and not hearers only. Because the word of God says in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We've got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. We're not wrestling against any kind of flesh and blood, but against four ranks of spirits. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not warring against our dog, our cat, our mom, our brothers, our sisters, our dad. We're not warring against our husband, our wife. We're not warring against our friend, our neighbor. We're not warring against our teacher. We're not warring against other saints of God. Oh, beloved, that's what the enemy would like you to think, that your warfare is with your neighbor, that your warfare is with your husband or with your wife. Oh, no, saints of God. He says it very clearly. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then he tells us again in verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Because, see, this is what it's all about. This is what he said in this boot camp. All of this is so that we may be able to withstand in the evil day when things begin to come our way. Because remember, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. He didn't say if you go through the fire, through the waters, or through the flood. He said, when you do, he said, I'll be with you. And he wants us to be able to, when we've done all, to stand there for verse 14. And then he begins to talk about the armor, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're reading that. So he said we're to put on this whole armor that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I didn't know till I got in my 50s. I was in my 50s when I learned this. I didn't know that people could wager out spirits, especially spirits of lust. You around there thinking somebody that you around there getting attraction, somebody around there sending out spirits of lust towards you, and we don't even know it. I was in La La Land. I didn't know people could wage out lust spirits towards you. I didn't know that and never even see your face. And so I didn't know it. All I know was because I have an analytical mind and I'm trying to scientifically see what this was, I said, now what is that? Well, how can this be happening? What is this? what is this coming towards me? What am I feeling? Just that before, I said, what kind of mess is this? And then God began to show me. He began to show me those foul, unclean spirits of lust that people can wager out towards people and send them out. And we have to know that's a wile of the enemy, those lust spirits. I tell you, some of the strongest spirits will be those ones of those homosexual and lesbian spirits. But see, he's given us authority. We saw where we can rebuke a thing. Jesus would have us, in his name, rebuke every one of those foul, unclean spirits. Every lust spirit, we rebuke it, charge it, and command it to leave from us. And then we can pray the canopy of God's glory around us and against everything that would come against us. I can bring that up because I didn't know. Now I know and understand. Because I also understand that those foul, unclean, lust spirits, they also carry other things with them, saints of God. You cannot yield to a lust spirit. I don't care if it feels good. You can't yield to it because I'm going to tell you what happens. They carry debilitations. They'll bring it. They have, if you could see an octopus with his head, that's that lust spirit. But then the tentacles come out, and those tentacles will begin to come out. Those things that are the tentacles, and they'll wrap around somebody's arms, their legs, their body. And people don't understand. They didn't got the central thing, the lust spirit, but then it's coming in with, because this is the enemy's job. If the word Jesus said in John 10:10, but the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his M.O. That's our enemy's mode of operation. So if you embrace a lust spirit, it's coming to steal, it's coming to kill, and it's coming to destroy. I saw one lady, she was very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. She looked like she had been a model at one time. And as a model at one time, model. But she had was friends with a man that I saw had a tremendous lust spirit. And he would kind of reel, reel women in because he cooked a lot. He could cook. And he could, you know, cook, and he would look debonair and everything. And I remember that when she died, and they had put her pictures up, I mean, she looked like a monster. She literally looked like a monster. I mean, when this beautiful person, they took pictures of her before she passed away, and she looked like a monster. And the Lord said, tell him those debilitation spirits. He said, that's why nobody should ever play with a lust spirit. Don't play with it, rebuke it, forbid it, arrest it, resist it. In Jesus' name, command it to leave from you and not return. And all of its debilitations, its roots, its sources, its voices, everything that's not of God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. And then we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies. We plead the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the canopy of God's glory as a defense against every lust spirit. Now, you know, I see tonight by the Spirit, God is getting up into somebody's, all up in somebody's Kool-Aid. But you need this because you're trying to figure out, how come I'm hurting? What's going on with my knees? What's going on with my feet? What's going on with my back? Why am I telling you that's all associated with a lust spirit that has debilitations and sending out its debilitation? But figure out, is there anything you've been having to deal with? Anything that you're sensing in your, because God will give you discerning by the Spirit of God what you see and what's being dealt with. So I'm going to go on a little bit further. So the first, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad because somebody's being set free tonight. Somebody's being set free tonight. The Lord said that experience that you went through when you saw it, when God showed me what that was, and I'm going to tell you, when I saw that thing was being wagered at me, and then all of a sudden on just one side of my body, I was experiencing tremendous pain. And the Lord said to me, you take authority over that lust spirit that's being wagered out towards you. Never met the person in my life, but had talked to them, never saw them in the face. But the person told me, "Say, I'm just high-natured. I'm just highly sick." You're a lie. That's a lust spirit you're dealing with. That's a lust spirit. They said, oh, no, don't you be binding that up. You see, there's some people want to embrace that stuff. They want to keep that stuff. No, because when it's wagered out, it will cause debilitation in a person's body. And so I had to learn back then when I was that age and be able to take authority over that and work together for good. Wasn't good, but it worked together for good. So the first thing that the Word of God talks
Pastor
about
Price.
Is in our full armor of God, and we got to do this
Price.
On a daily basis.
I want to stick this there real quick. I remember many years ago, I called you on the phone. This was in the afternoon. I was still at work, and I called you on the phone. And you said, so where you been? Who you been with? What's going on? I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, you've been around somebody. I'm feeling something on you. You got to learn how to clean yourself. And I was like, whoa. I said, well, I just went out to lunch with so-and-so, you know, with this guy. And you're like, mm-hmm, we're going to pray, right?
I remember that.
Amen.
and Apostle, I've done that. I've had friends of mine that we were riding in the car, and we've been just friends for a long time. We would go to service together. But one day she got in the car, and I said, girl, who you been around? I said, girl, who you? Because God will give us a discernment. The Holy Spirit will let us discern those lust spirits. And we got to know that it's not, we say, oh, that ain't nothing wrong with that. They not, honey, I tell you again, they carry about debilitating spirits. Because the enemy, his job, he's doing his job. We got to do ours. His job is to steal your health. His job is to kill you if he can. His job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his mode of operation. Apostle, I thank you for sharing it, because I can remember that day very clearly. And then I can see we can be in a store, and we can be in a store. And I'm telling you, you can see somebody when they pass by you, if they'll wager out something towards you. And that's why, thank you so much when you stopped me for that time, because, you know, there's a show that used to come on called Andy Griffin. And one of the sheriffs, the deputy sheriff, was Barney Fife. And Barney Fife always had this statement, nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. God is saying to you today and to us today, whatever, when that spirit of debilitation, that spirit of love comes with this debilitation, he said nip it in the bud, which means is to come against it, cut it off, don't play with it, don't entertain it, because that there's a something that used to, it's a little meme they have that if you let the devil ride, he'll want to drive. Take you further than you want to go. He'll keep you there longer than you want to stay. There's another part into it, but I can't remember all of the parts with it. But I know one thing, if you let him ride, if you let him drive, he'll want to ride. So somebody today, this is for somebody today about that God is saying, and I may sound like I'm saying just, you know, real quick with things, but God said nip it in the bud. Rebuke it. That's not you. That's not you. There's somebody that's wagering something. Somebody just got deliverance right there. They said, no, that sure isn't me. Somebody said it in their heart. No, that isn't me. And now you can understand and you can see. They have this new thing out. I'm getting on down to this armor. It's 9:40, and I will be finished, Lord willing, by 10 o'clock because we will open up the lines. But there is a thing called narcissism, or narcissist. And narcissism is when they have an over inflated. Now, they said each one of us has some degree of narcissistic behavior, in the sense that every one of us have to have some kind of self-love in order to take care of ourselves. But then there are some who have overly narcissistic behaviors. And when they have those over narcissistic behavior, they look for a narcissistic supply. They look for somebody to build them up. They look for somebody to always tell them that they're looking good. Oh, you so handsome. Oh, you so pretty. Oh, you so good. They want them all. They need a narcissistic supply, somebody to supply them with that. So in order to do that, what they begin to do, many of them operate, not many, but some, because they will draw people to themselves. They will draw them to themselves and turn on the charm and turn on all of that so that they can get and have a narcissistic supply to be able to build them up and keep on giving them compliments. But we got to live some things in the blood. We must not be narcissists ourselves. Neither should we be anybody's narcissistic supply. That's a little bit on there. And then let's go on. We must have, number one, our loins girt about with truth. The truth of God's word. In John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. and Jesus is the truth. Our loins ought to be girded about with the truth of who God is and who he is in our lives. John 8, that's why we have to renew our minds with the word of God so we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In John 8, 31 and 32, it says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's why our loins have to be girded about with truth. In John 8, 32, it says, the truth that we know will make us free. There is the translation that says that the truth will set you free. I like the one, I like both of them, but I like the one in the King James Bible because it says it will make you free. The truth that you know and become intimately acquainted with will force you to be free. God's word has that power. It has that ability. So we have to keep our loins. The first thing they said is get in the truth. Kind of, because see, perception is everything. People have perceptions, all kind of off-the-wall perceptions. There are ideas and perceptions that you look at and you go, my, Lord, have mercy. So God says, as believers, I'm your commander in chief, he says, I want you to renew your mind with my word. That's why he says, sanctify them through thy truth in John 17, 17. He says, be set apart in my truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. And then he tells us what his truth is. He said, thy word is truth. So what we do is we gird up our loins with the truth of God, who he is and what his word says, not our own perception, not our own values, not our own ways, not doing our own thing, but we're going to gird up our loins. And the reason that our loins, I'm going to say this to you, the reason our loins have to be girded up with the truth is because the loins, that belt of truth that goes around your waist, it carries all the weapons of our warfare. It's going to carry all those 10 weapons, the name of Jesus, the blood. That's the weapon. So we got to gird about with truth. And one of the things as we, you know, go here in John 8, verse 44, it says, you know, one thing we have to understand is we can't be girded about with lies. That's why we have to gird about with truth. It says you belong, in John 8, 44, he said you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out his desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, refusing to uphold the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language because he is a liar and the father of lies. Somebody said, whenever you say father, that means the originator. He's the originator of lies. See, the devil doesn't have a loins girded about with truth. His people, those that are not in God's army, that are not in God, they're not going to gird themselves with the truth of God's word. We don't want lies and deceit and deception in our lives. He was a murderer, it says, from the beginning, refusing to uphold the truth because there's no truth in it. And then in Revelation 21 and verse 8, it says, but the fearful, remember, we want to gird ourselves with truth and not with lies. You know, I know nowadays it's all right just tell a lie and go on and lie. But listen, we need to repent. I'm not going to tell you something. Every one of us at times have told a lie. But you don't just say, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's all right. No, repent. We must repent when we lie. In Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful, look who's going to go into the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone in Revelation 21:8. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All liars. That's why he said the first part of that army is that we must first be girded about with the truth of who God is and his word. And when we know that truth is going to make us free. Then the second part of the army is the breastplate of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made. There it is, that word. We might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ Jesus. He took on our filthy sin. And the word filthy rags, it said our own righteousness is said in the word of God is as a filthy rag. That word is ed, ed. And it's a filthy menstrual rag. That's what it is. Look it up. That's what that word ed in the Hebrew means. and it's filthy. He said, I took on, no matter how good we are, no matter how our goodness is that we have apart from God, it all is a filthy rag. He said, we need the breastplate of righteousness. That's the one that covers our body and shields our inward parts. We got to know we're in Christ. We now have his righteousness on us. And there are many, many blessings to be righteous, to be in righteous. He said, when the righteous cry, he hears, and he delivers us out of all of our trouble. Oh, I'm telling you, if you'll look up and just do a research, I don't have the time to do it. I only got 5 more minutes. But let me tell you, if you'll look up every place that it talks about the benefits of being righteous, I could go on and on. That's a whole lot. I could go on and on and on about all of the benefits of right standing with God. Look it up, precious saints of God, soldiers of the living God. And then it said, feet covered with the gospel of peace. First, peace with God. And because, see, now we're reconciled. We found out in our identity package that we are reconciled with God. We're no longer enemies of God. We have peace with God. And then the word of God says the peace of God. We went over that very clearly, that passes all understanding, that will mount guard and garrison and surround our heart and mind through Jesus Christ. God wants us to go out with the gospel of peace to tell people you can be reconciled with God. You can have peace with God. He's not your enemy. God has come through Jesus Christ to give you peace with himself. And then he also said that we can have the peace of God. I didn't know. God said, one of my favorite scriptures is, he said he will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed upon him. Oh, saints of God, I didn't know perfect peace was possible. We don't have to have turmoil in hell every day. He said, when you come in the house, say, peace be unto this house. And if it remaineth on you, that peace remaineth upon you, you can go on. But if you come out of that house and there's no peace, he said, shake the dust of it off your feet. God wants us to have feet covered with the gospel of peace. He does not want us to be mean as junkyard dogs, being around there mean with all kind of turmoil and stuff going on. But he wants us to have peace with him and the peace of God. And then he says above all else. Now, if he says above all else, he means above all else, the shield of faith, wherewith we may be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy that comes our way. This is the armor of God. He's telling us what to put on. I apologize to you, saints of God, because the armor of God, there's so much more than what I'm ministering on today with it. But I'm just giving you again, even like an overview, but we need to have, above all else, the shield of faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. God said, you can't please me without faith. He said that the greatest of three is faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. But he said, when he comes back, will he find faith upon this earth? He didn't say when he comes back, will he find love upon this earth? He said, when he comes back, will he find faith upon this earth? And if we've got to have the shield of faith, remember the faith of God. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. We got to have it where we can know that we to keep that shield of faith going, we got to continually hear the word, not just having heard it, but we got to hear it. And then the helmet of salvation. Oh, you got to have your head covered good. And one of the things I love about salvation is the helmet of salvation, which comes through our wonderful Savior and our captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, is that the helmet, that salvation is not just one part. It says, therefore, Isaiah 12:3, for with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Salvation has many parts to it. It's first of all a relationship with God our Father, eternal, everlasting life, and life more abundantly, which includes healing, health, and wholeness, which includes peace with God and the peace of God, which includes prosperity, plenty, more than enough. Hallelujah. Blessed to be a blessing unto others. It includes the grace of God, the joy of God, the protection of God. Hallelujah. It includes deliverance and freedom. That's what that, he said, out of with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And then the sixth part of that armor is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, we need, it's going to cut. We need the word of God. The word of God is what will work for us. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living, active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And then Psalm 147:15 says, when the word goes forth, it runs swiftly. We need to have that sword of the Spirit. And then it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. Submit on all ways to pray and not be able to faint, so that we may be able to stand and to withstand all the tactics, the maneuvers, the wiles, methods, and plans of the enemy. So we talked about today putting on the whole armor of God. Remember that in this basic training that we've been through, glory to God, we've covered very quickly in week one and two, we began to cover that we're soldiers of the living God and that we have a commander-in-chief. We also covered our identity package that we have with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We went on to talk about our commander-in-chief. Who is our commander-in-chief? And we went so that we will never be worried. We're worried about anything. He's going to back us as we begin to go. We looked at on another week, we looked at the weapons of our warfare. We went over the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God is the sword of the spirit. We went over worship and praise as one of the weapons. We went over the prayer of agreement, intercession in other tongues, the sowing of a special seed, praying with fasting, and our mouth as a special weapon. And then tonight, lastly, we went over about the whole armor of God, that we must put on that whole armor of God that we might be able to stand, having our loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having our feet covered with the gospel of peace, having on the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, having on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and that we would pray always with all prayer, with a watch and pray. So God bless each one of you today. I just praise God. Oh, saints of God, I know that sometimes I say we can't do it enough justice to really do what we would like to do, but at least we've introduced it to you. At least you've been introduced to the fact, the Bible fact, that you, if you're in Christ, you're enlisted in his army. And I think if Apostle would allow me to, I want to lead you to Christ. May I do that, Apostle?
Absolutely.
Can you hear me, Apostle? Oh,
absolutely.
Praise God. So thank you. Thank you so much. So for those of you who are already saints of God, already believers, already soldiers in the army of the Lord, we thank God for this word to you tonight. And for those of you who might not be sure, you might be in the Lord, or you might say, I think I'm in the Lord. I'm a believer. Well, if you're a believer in Christ, you right on the place where a believer, that's what the enemy, the devil says. The devils also believe and they tremble. And believing is good, but there's other prescriptions with it. He said in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It says in the word of God in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So tonight, if you're listening now, those who are online now, or those who may listen in 2055, those who may listen in the year 3000 if Jesus tarries to come, if you're listening tonight and you said, I don't know if I'm really saved. I don't know if I'm born again. I don't really know. But we're going to take care of that tonight. We're going to take care of that tonight. Because, again, he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. So I want you to pray this prayer. And then we repent. We turn away. We said, Lord, I don't want to go the way I was going. I want to go your way. So would you pray this prayer with me tonight? Dear Lord Jesus, that's right, repeat with me. Dear Lord Jesus, this night, this day, I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent of all my sins. I no longer want to go the world's way, the devil's way, or my own way. I want to go your way. I surrender my life to you. I give my life and my heart to you. I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, my God, my Commander-in-Chief. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend and commend you to God and to the word of his grace that's able to keep you, to guard, defend, and preserve you in this Christian walk. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each one of you today. Apostle, it's back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow, what a month we've had together. Amen. And tonight was really, really good. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I was listening, you know, as you began to speak, and you know, at the beginning, as I prayed, you know, the Lord was having me say that this was an impartation, it's an activation, that he was doing some things tonight. And as I listened tonight, maybe it's just a revelation for me, but I was like, wow, it just hit me tonight. The armor of God and putting on the armor of God is all about our relationship with God. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, for years it's like, okay, this is a prayer. You know, you're going to pray, you know, you touch your head and your chest, you know, you're putting on the helmet and down your body. But it's really, this is really a lifestyle. You know, a lifestyle of our relationship with him. And that's what the armor is. I mean, we can say a prayer, you know, every day and anoint ourselves, you know, with oil in different places, as he would say, you know, to put on the armor that way. But as I'm listening to this, it's all about our relationship with him. You know, we're not going to wrestle against flesh and blood if we have that relationship with him. You know, we're going to cast our cares upon him, and he's going to give us that kind of, you know, our is going to cause us to be able to sense. You know, I'm not at a fake relationship. This is deep relationship. An abiding relationship, an everyday relationship, and as
Apostle,
you know, you got to the faith part. And I'm
Apostle. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Apostle. If you're breaking up, you're staticky.
I hear you. Well. I hear you. Well. Can you hear me? Oh, the blood.
Yeah, but you're
the blood. The blood of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening because I agree with you about relationship. I'm listening very intently, but it's like it's I don't know if anybody else was experiencing the same thing, but I'm hearing a little bit of a drag, you know, and it's kind of staticky. Are you there, Apostle?
Okay, is it better now?
Yes, I can hear you good now.
Blood
yes.
of Jesus. Here, can you hear me?
Amen.
Okay. Well, you know the enemy said, can you hear me now?
See, now, that drag. What's that drag? And it sounds like
okay.
You're going in slow motion. Can you hear me now? The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over the airwaves. Apostle?
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, we've been doing this broadcast for 9 years, and this kind of thing, okay, it would happen now because the prince of the power of the air does not want this to go through. So we plead the blood of Jesus over it. We join our faith together right now for Jesus. I can just hallelujah.
Yes.
So let's just stop for a moment and pray in the spirit.
No weapon. He comes in the bed of Kiganda. Hold on the canopy of your glory, Lord God. Hold on my desk. Over the airways, Father God. Hold on my desk. Bed of Kiganda. Doko Oda. Hold on my desk. Bed of Kiganda. He's under the bed of Kiganda. Doko. Hold on my desk. Bed of Kiganda. Hold on my desk. Bed of Kiganda. Doko. Hold on my desk. Bed of Kiganda. Doko. Hold on my desk. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Going back on you.
Hallelujah. Stay open. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Amen. Okay, are you hearing me okay now?
Yes, I'm hearing you pretty good.
Okay, you're not hearing me.
I'm hearing you, I'm hearing you. But ask anybody else. Yeah, let's see if anybody else, if they can hear you good. Ask everybody else.
Okay.
Let's
open the lines for people now. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Anyone else, if you would like to say tonight, you want to encourage the woman of God, press your number one key. And Pastor Price, at any time, if the phone is not acting right, let me know about it, okay? Leave your line open and just say something.
All right.
Amen. What I wanted to say also about Pastor Price, amen. If you would like to bless the woman of God, if the Lord is leading you to bless her, then she has a Cash App, and the Cash App is $GloryToGod39, and the two is T-O. So GloryToGod39. Hallelujah. Amen. So as the Lord leads you to give, amen, please feel free to give. Hallelujah. And bless the woman of God. Amen. She was also talking about a certificate that you, those who would like to receive a certificate who have listened to the broadcast, and been a part of the boot camp, and she said if you've been a part of any of it, even if you haven't heard the whole thing, but you've heard some of it, and you want the certificate, you can email her at helen.price@gmail.com, helen.price@gmail.com. Or you can text her. Should I give that number again, Pastor Price, where they can text you?
Yes, and let them know that there's no charge for this and that it's a keepsake because it has a lot of the things written out on it. So it's no charge for it, and that it's going to have some information about about what we did at the boot camp. And you can give it.
I'll give it.
Thank you.
Just text your information to her, text your email to her, and, just say, I want the 901-267-2023. The text number is 901-267-2023. Amen. She'll be sending you that via email. Praise God. So I don't see anybody's number one key pressed. Hopefully our number one key is working tonight, because sometimes it does do that. Okay, I see Pastor, thank you, Jesus. Minister Rachel said she pressed her number one key. I don't see that. So apparently our number one key is not working right. So I'll start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, and then I'll open up the line for Minister Rachel. And then after that, we'll go down the line and give everybody an opportunity to say something, since the number one key doesn't appear to be working. Okay, so prepare yourself. Evangelist Janie, I don't see your number one key. So you'll be after Minister Rachel. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else, you can text me and let me know. Otherwise, I'll still give you guys an opportunity to say something. Praise God. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, I'm opening up your line now. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you. You did a good job tonight, and I just really enjoy it.
Praise God.
I thank the Lord for you.
Praise God. Glory to God. God bless you, Pastor Mom, and for your participation tonight. I ask God to continue to just touch you in your body. I thank God to continue in every aspect. Our Commander-in-Chief, who loves you so much, Jesus loves you. That Father God, I pray that you would continue to touch Pastor Mom from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We plead your name over Pastor Mom, your blood, your word over Pastor Mom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord God, even now for the canopy of your great glory as a defense and as a protection over Pastor Mom, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, this has been a great month. This is Pastor Catherine. This has been a great month, and thank you for all your studying and all the scriptures and things that you brought to us all of this month. What a wonderful job. I don't want to speak so long because I know other people have a lot to say, but I want other people to have a chance. But tonight what really kind of stuck with me was, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's against wickedness in high places. And so many marriages being destroyed because they're looking at each other. So many mothers and fathers mothers and daughters and sisters and brothers because they're looking at each other. And God wants that peace from us. In families and also in marriages also. No matter what someone has done, God wants us to be reconciled and put in that whole armor of God so we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil that when he comes. I want to thank you so much, Pastor Helen. Once again, you know, Charles, when I hear other ministers before I begin to pray, I used to hear other ministers say things, how they used to pray. But I try not to pick up what other people would, how they pray. But one of the things that I did get from Charles Stanley was putting on the whole armor of God. One of the things that he said, I always repeat, putting the whole armor of God on every morning. I put that on before I leave the house. I did put that on. But, you know, sometimes you can go so long with just saying it.
Yeah.
It's got to be part of you, you know. And those things that you brought out and explained tonight were so important that it can be personal once again to me. And I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for everything. I'm going to stop. I have some other things to say, but I'll just stop. So thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that word. Pastor Catherine, before you go, right now I'm perceiving some things
And right now, in Jesus' name, I speak in Jesus' name to everything that's not of God that would try to attach onto you. I rebuke the root and the source of it. Charge it to get off of you and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. Obra mande se bede que anda, obra mande se bede que anda doko obra basia, y sande de bede que anda, obra mande se bede que anda doko obra basia. In the name that is above every name, everything that's not of God, I charge and command you to bow your knee to the name of Jesus from off of my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call forth and lay hold to healing, health, wholeness, and strength to Pastor Carol, Pastor Catherine this night, and Pastor Carol, to Pastor Catherine and Pastor Carol, in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your throat. I plead the blood of Jesus over your throat, over your back. I plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the word of God over you, Pastor Catherine, from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. I decree and declare over you, Pastor Catherine, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing. Let there be wholeness, wellness, soundness. Let there be reparative miracles in every cell and organ of your body, Pastor Catherine. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're your prayer buddies. We're your buddies in prayer. Prayer partners. In Jesus' name. And we give you glory, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. Podra mandeste bede kinganda doko odra bastia. Podra mandeste bede kinganda doko odra bastia. In the name, he found the name. There it goes. The name. He conned the whole shot. The name of Jesus is prevailing over you, Pastor Catherine, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name, God's abiding anointing. It's flooding you even now from the inside out. There you go. In the inside and on the outside. Podra mandeste around every cell and organ and system of your body. Podra mandeste. Not allowed. Nothing not allowed of God upon you. Not allowed, not allowed, not allowed. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise and honor. And I thank you, Pastor Captain, for that word, because truly we can do some things every day. And then sometimes as we do them, we kind of lose it and we have to be refreshed. God will give us that refreshed word to refresh us on our walk in God. I thank God for you. God bless. Apostle is back in your hands.
Well, I wanted to thank you so much for the prayers, because I've had some, and I wasn't going to say anything. I said, I'm just going to stand, Lord God. All right. Because I've had some things going on in my chest here. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I felt it breaking up. I felt it breaking loose, or twice, holding on my day, just coming up. Lay your hand upon your chest, Pastor Catherine, and I'm laying my hands upon your chest, so every vestige of it. And in Jesus' name, said in Jesus' name, we rebuke.
We rebuke.
In Jesus' name, I rebuke.
I rebuke.
All infirmities.
All
to my chest.
My chest.
In Jesus' name. And I charge and command it to leave me now.
I charge and command it to
in
leave.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Love you, sis.
Love you, too. That's why I was standing by faith today, because I've done it. I said, okay, Lord, it's in your hands. So thank you so much for picking it. For God, you giving you the assignment.
Yes. Glory to God for him giving that word. Thank you, thank you. God bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and God bless you, Pastor Kevin. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to open the line now for Minister Rachel. Amen. Welcome, Minister
Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Rachel. Oh, God bless you.
Hi,
Pastor Helen. Oh, such a blessing. I was saying to the Lord that I got to sleep with your armor on, because I'll be rebuking when I pop up out of my sleep, and I'm like rebuking some stuff. Like, I got to sleep with his armor on. I can't take
Amen.
It. Sometimes he's told that, yes, we got to keep him on all the time and just praising him and just singing hallelujah. I started singing the actual the armor, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, you know, thank you, God, and just thinking about every piece of the armor and what it means. I've got to sing it out. Hallelujah. That's another weapon right there. I'll give to y'all. We just sing out the armor and say, Lord, thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And may he keep you strong, God, Helen. I'm so glad you're so obedient and you're pliable and you yield to him. To God be the glory for your life and my God, Mom, and this broadcast. And I was like, oh, my dear, we always just, God was doing something wonderful because the enemy thought he was trying to mess up this broadcast. The devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord. And he was letting him know he's Lord.
Yes.
Lord, hallelujah. And this shall come forth because it's going to bless so many lives. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it's going to glorify and magnify the Lord, all those who are here. And to him be all the glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Love you all, and God bless you.
Love
and
you
stay
too.
Encouraged.
Love you too, Minister Rachel.
God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen. Love you. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Jeff, you're alive. Welcome, Evangelist.
Praise God. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's so wonderful to hear Pastor. So praise God.
Glory to God. How you doing, Evangelist Janie? Good
Amen.
To see you home after your surgery.
Well, you know what? God is good. We can't have, you know, this is just a temporary moment, and in a temporary moment, I got more time to sit down and just hear the word, and you just blessed me so much. And as you were speaking, you know, you were talking about your dad telling you to go get that done. You know, we as Christians, one of the things I love is that the Holy Spirit will teach us. He will lead us. He will guide us. And as we know, most of the people on this line, like Rachel, it's so good to hear your voice, Rachel. But, you know, to go ahead and know that, you know, we can speak. And when we speak, you know, things are changed. And, you know, if we just take a moment and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me, God. All of a sudden, the things that we don't understand come into order. And then we don't even know. We just sit back in awe of God and say, okay, God, thank you, Lord. But you just blessed me so much. And I just wanted to thank you for the word. And thank you for coming on. And, you know, and we come against those spiritual attacks that come on us as leaders, as we know when we're doing these things. And we come against the attack that's been on you in Jesus' name. And we just speak healing upon your body. And any assignments formed against you, we cancel them right now. And any tongue that's rising up against you, we condemn it. And so we know that my sister, Lord, she is covered by the blood, your blood. We know your angels are encamped around her. And, Lord, we know that she speaks your word, which is health to her bones. And most of all, we know by your stripes, anything going on with her, she is healed. And we thank you for your healing, Father God, to come upon my sister like a hot oil. And, Lord, we thank you for the strength for her to go forth and deliver the word. And as Pastor Catherine said, her to study this out and just have everything put together so beautifully. Lord, we just thank you for our sister. Bless her and keep her, Father. Mm-hmm. Give her long days. Make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her, Lord. And we just thank you for her. You have really blessed me so much, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Thank you, Evangelist Janie. Thank you so much. Glory to God.
Well, I love you, ladies. And until next time, God bless you. And may the Lord lay
you
down
too.
Tonight.
God bless you.
Yeah, and give you sweet rest as his laborers in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Well, I love you, ladies.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Reverend Treva sent me a text and said, wonderful training all month. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
I'm going to go down. Praise God. Praise God. I have a phone number. I don't know this number. I probably should know it, but area code 1512. We're going to open up your line. If you want to say something, you may. If not, that's fine. Area code 901-512. Your line is open. You can just say hello. Okay. Area code 9011. All right. Well, we want to thank you for being on with us tonight. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Reverend Treva, opening up your line if you'd like to say something. Minister Delta, you are next.
Hello, good evening, and God bless you. Apostle Tizzy and Pastor Helen, I just wanted to say I feel strengthened in my body. It was a wonderful teaching all month long, and I just thank God for this word. And it's
glory
needed
to
at
God.
This time. Praise God.
Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you, Sister
You're
Reverend
welcome.
Trevor Kelly, for your prayers. Yes, thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're very welcome. And God bless you all. I love you.
Okay. God bless you, too. And we love you, too.
Amen. Love you, too. Amen. We're opening up the line for you, Minister Nelson. And next is Minister Carey.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Apostle Kizzy. Hi, and Pastor Price. I just thank God for your. Hello. I thank God for your life. It just blessed me. It blessed me.
Cool.
And I just, I thank the Lord, and I look forward to receiving my certificate. I will be sending you an email.
Yes, glory
just,
to God.
So I'm thankful.
I just thank God for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel like I know you because when I begin to pray each night now, I'm praying for Sister Dennison.
I
have you on my prayer.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I open it up and I have my prayer list on Google Docs and on Google Docs. So I add, as I get my names, I add my names, the ones that I have on there, and I add the names to it, and I begin to pray. So when I get to you and I look at, I just loaded it up for just a second, and I have Sister Delison, and is that Jamal, Adia, and Amir?
Yes, amen, yes.
And what word
came to me that if I could use one word, I'm gonna say refresh.
Oh, hallelujah.
So that's what spoke to me, is that we do have to go back, no matter how long we've been in the Lord or saved or reborn, you know.
We gotta
refresh ourselves. We gotta stay on top of God's word, and I'm thankful. And I thank you. And God bless you. God bless everybody. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. I love that word. I've gotten that word from Apostle at the beginning, which is relationship, that this armor speaks of relationship. And then now you talked about the armor speaks of refreshment, to be refreshed in God, to refresh it and be refreshed in our armor. I thank God for these words that are coming forth. Glory to God. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. And I just want to tell you, I know you don't live in Hawaii anymore, but every time I see on the news, because it's in the news, you know, it made me think about you, and of course to pray for them with all right now. So
yes, you
God welcome back to the mainland.
Can you repeat that, because you like broke up a little? I didn't hear all what you just stated.
Oh, I said about Hawaii. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
I saw what was going on. Okay. I was just praying for you today after listening to what was going on with the volcanoes.
Oh, okay.
No?
Yeah.
You're not hearing me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. God bless.
I can hear you now. I got it. No, I heard. Yeah, I heard what you said. Thank you. That you was praying because of the volcanoes and the wire,
okay.
What's been going on. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Minister Care. Good night. Love you. Open the library. And then after that is Sister Debbie. And then last but not least, Minister Kiva. Welcome to Minister.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Pastor Mom and Apostle Kids and everyone. Pastor Price, thank you so much for taking us through the training. It has really been great. And just thank you. Thank you so much for doing it for us. I would like to have a certificate. I didn't put your, I lost your email address. I know they just gave it again tonight, but I wasn't by a pencil or anything to get it. So maybe you'll give it again and then I can send you an email.
All right. It's Helen, H-E-L-E-N.
Okay.
Oh, you sent it to her. Okay. God bless. Thank you, Apostle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Apostle, do you have your fan? Do you have your fan on in your room? Apostle.
No, that's not the fan you're hearing. I hear. Yes, it is. Putting the line for Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie. Pastor Price?
I'm here. Sister Debbie, do you
okay.
have your mute on? She might have a mute on, Apostle, or may not be,
okay.
you know, at the phone.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Okay, can you hear
uh-huh.
me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. God bless you, Sister Debbie. Amen. Have a blessed night. Praise God. Open the line for Minister Kiva. Welcome, Minister.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Late there. It's 11:38. Hello.
I just want to let you know I appreciate. I have to go back and listen to everything for tonight, but I truly, truly appreciate this series. And yes, I agree with everybody. This has been an awesome refresher and just a reminder. And we need this so much. I was sharing with the kids earlier. I always taught the kids to put on the full armor and just reiterated it with them again this morning. So just thank you so much. We just love you and appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Kiva. And may you have a blessed night tonight because I know it's 11:30 something there where you're at, almost 12 o'clock. So God bless you tonight, even being on the line. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. Can you hear me okay, Pastor?
Yes, but it's still kind of a little
Hello.
Bit, just still have that, it still has a tiny bit of that, not as much as it was at the beginning, but I can hear, I can still understand you, though. I can still understand you, Apostle.
Okay. Then I'm going to let you finish the broadcast then.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
No, but you're still clear enough. Apostle, you're still clear enough. You're still clear enough. Yeah,
amen.
You're still clear enough.
Well, that's for everyone. Okay. Praise God. Well, we praise God for everyone who's just been with us all month long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He still gets the glory out of all this. What
Amen.
Is going on technically
And we still plead the blood of Jesus over that in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we prepare to close, and I'm going to just say what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family broadcast, and we'll have to come back, Pastor Price, for closing remarks.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Amen. Amen. The Get Radio cast, Sunday is October the 3rd. We're in a new month already on this Sunday. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we have our church service at 11 a.m. Central Eastern. And we'll be having communion elements, and meet us on Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Also doing tag team preaching on that day as well. Hallelujah. And so you can come, you can bring a scripture, a 5 minutes. There's so many different things you can do. You can give us your testimony for about it. Hallelujah. You can read it. Really blessed you and touched you with that. You can tell me of a song that you want to play. Get something from YouTube. Just the link on it, and we'll have it queued up to play. That by Saturday, though, and let us know about that. And a new thing we're adding that you can do, have a favorite hymn. You can even sing the hymn and tell us the background behind the hymn and tell us why the hymn means so much to you. Now, I know if Pastor Catherine was doing this, she would be saying, "Great is thy faithful." So we want to know what happened behind the hymn that caused the hymn to be written. So you got a lot that you could possibly do, and we're just looking for everyone to be able to contribute. It's kind of come to a smorgasbord. You can bring a covered dish. Just bring something with you Sunday to share. Praise God. On Monday, we have lunch with Lorraine, discovering God's hidden treasures. Bible teaching, hallelujah, every Monday, 12 noon Central Eastern. On Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Tuesday. And so, awesome what God's been doing with Bible teaching on Tuesday. So join us. You have that opportunity. You can even volunteer to be one of the ones who will pray in tongues for 15 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be October the 13th, 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And we have prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Lynn. And second Wednesday shows up things that happen on that. Phil, do you know someone? Call in. Phone number 516-418-5699. And on Thursday, we'll be here next Thursday as well. And so at this point, the Lord is still, giving us instructions what to do for the month of October. Praise God. And then I'm going to even go into the month of November. November is Get 'Em Radio's 9th anniversary. So we'll be celebrating our anniversary in November. It's like we can't hardly bear, but I know that
that he's going to give us something awesome for the month of October. So messages, we will let you know what's going on. Look at our Facebook page, God in the Mist, M-I-T, and you'll be able to see what we're going to do. And just show up as the Lord leads you on next Thursday. Amen. So praise God. And I'm so glad I prayed the prayer of salvation. Awesome. And I wanted to say, I always say to people that we prepared at any time to lead someone to Jesus. Hallelujah. Be able to minister to them. And it doesn't have to be mine either. Today was a little different. I ministered to the young man at the Walmart Auto Salvation and receiving Jesus. And he chose not to say the prayer of salvation. He was working on the cash register. There was nobody else in line, but he chose not to say anything. But the Lord said to just tell him, you can do this anywhere. Just don't forget to do it. You know, so the Lord had to tell him what he could say to receive Jesus, because he believed in Jesus. So there's so many people that need Jesus, as the Lord is saying. Just be ready. Amen. And be ready and know you're ready. So let's go back to Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Thank you again so much. This, the armor of God, I got my revelation from it. Praise God. And I just, the whole spiritual warfare in a different light, a different facet, if you will, than I did before. I like the word relationship. I like the word refresh. Hallelujah. We've been refreshed and renewed in this boot camp. We confirm confirmations during this time. Dots being connected from things that we have been doing, and just listening to the word that the Lord so richly has placed in you, Pastor Price. It caused the dots to be connected, get a better picture of what God is. So we just want to thank and praise the Lord. Amen. We up in prayer. And praying that you will be strengthened, that you are strengthened with might in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, the precious Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, and I'll join my faith together with all who are praying for you, retaliation from the enemy for bringing the word of God. We come against it right now. We dispatch an infinite amount of mighty ministry angels on Christ, each of us, in the name of Jesus, that we are protected.
In the name of Jesus.
That everything of life and godliness is protected right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Cannot come with any kind of attack, any wild methods or plans. Null and void right now. In the name of the planet shall prevail. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And we turn it to you, Pastor Price, for closing remarks, closing prayer.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for that prayer just now. And I also thank you again for inviting me for this month on Get 'Em Radio. This has been a wonderful time with the Lord. I thank him so much for what he's done in our midst. And anytime we minister the word of God, it always comes to us first, to the person that's ministering, and then it goes abroad. So I thank God for you. I'm honored that you had me for this month, and I thank God for each one of you that have been a part of this particular boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. I just give glory to God tonight. Also, during this month,
There have been ones of you who have sown seeds all throughout the month at various times. I looked on and I saw that one had sent in a special blessing. One of the weapons of our warfare is sowing a seed. We remember in Acts 10 and verse 4 that when Cornelius sowed a seed, it turned the tide for him and his family. His prayers and his giving caused for him and his family to be saved. It came up as a memorial before the Lord. So I'm asking God because I didn't get to pray over your offerings through the last few weeks. I'm praying over each one of you all. I pray that God, those of you who have not only just given of your money now, but of your time, the ones that have come to be able to sit like Mary at the feet of Jesus's word, of his word, to be able to let that word come in and to just go into the ears. It was kind of fast, Father, we know. But I'm asking you, Lord God, that you would bless each one in the way that they need it the most, that the seed of their time and the seed of their gifts, Lord God, will turn the tide, Lord God, in their personal lives, in their bodies, in their ministries, in their home, in their neighborhoods, Lord God, and in the way that they need it the most, Lord God, with money, but even more importantly, with things that money cannot buy, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we thank you today that your word are we continuing and have continued to hide in our heart that we might not sin against thee. We thank you this day, Lord God, that the words that you've given us all throughout, someone was saying about the organization of what you did and how you gave. I watched you during this month to give us each part of that outline, and I watched that was what was important to you, Father, what you wanted to be said, even down to tonight, Lord God. I thank you every night, every time, every service that we've had of how you moved by you, precious Holy Spirit, by your precious Holy Spirit. So I thank you tonight for all that you've done, Father God, and ask your blessings upon the people of God, for that you would bless them to get a peaceful, beloved night's sleep, strengthen each one again where they may be weak, build up anyone that's been going through in their bodies, and touch, and that you would rectify situations that need to be rectified, Lord God, ones that need a word from you, Lord God, ones that need direction from you, Lord God, ones that need to see clearly and know clearly what to do, how to do, and when to do it. I'm asking you, kind Heavenly Father, our Commander-in-Chief, that you, Lord God, even now will work mightily on each one of our behalf, and I give you glory. And now, Lord God, I just come with two benedictions tonight, the Ephesians 3:20 benediction and the one from Jude. Now unto you, Lord God, who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To you who art the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And now unto you, Lord God, who's able. We got to remember that, Father, that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, over and above whatever we can expect, ask, or even think according to your power that worketh in us. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. And, Apostle, I turn it back over to you. Again, thank you for this time. God bless you, sis.
Amen. Amen. And thank you again. And again and again, we certainly appreciate you. And, you know, you'll be back again. Praise God.
Glory to
and
God.
God, for your availability. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a blessed night. And all of you for coming on. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know, I send out texts to some people. Some of you I didn't send a text to and you still came. Glory to God. So we absolutely, positively appreciate each and every one of you. And we just say have a blessed rest of the night. And we're, you know, just praying that God will just redeem all of your time. And I know you closed, Pastor Price, but we were talking earlier about, Ms. Pastor Price and I were talking about how it's so much of the word comes out, it's like water. It's like water flowing, and it flows, it's flowing so fast, but we both agreed that somebody's going to get wet. Amen. So So some part of you got wet tonight. Amen. And we pray that it's all in you. Praise God. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. Love you all.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that.